application of natural colored cotton has a lot of advantages. We can mention here elimination of dyeing in fabric manufacturing, and in the same way the saving the cost of textile preparation and saving of disposal costs for toxic dye waste. But the most important advantage is possibility of development, manufacturing of ecological textiles of interesting, fashionable design. And you, in this slide, I would like to show you the products, textile products made of naturally colored cotton of Brazilian origin. These goods were presented during last ICAC meeting in Goiânia in Brazil. And I would like to show you also the products made of naturally colored cotton in my institute. These products, they are only examples. There are examples. We made a lot of different fabrics and made textiles. Where these products were developed in the frame of international research project, which we carried out together with our partners from Greece and Turkey. In spite of mentioned economical and ecological benefits of application of naturally colored cotton, its consumption, its processing is still limited. There is some reasons, for example, the low yield, limited range of colors, because the natural colored cotton grows mostly in shades of brown and green, color unevenness, but the most important reason is the low quality of fibers. The problem is also measurement of quality of natural colored cotton, how to assess the quality of natural colored cotton, are the methods commonly applied for white cotton measurement suitable also for colored cotton. Problem is also lack of rules and criteria for quality classification of naturally colored cotton, as well as you don't know the influence of the natural pigmentation of fibers on the results of measurement by means of especially optoelectronic measurement techniques. The aim of I have still problem with it. The aim of my work was an assessment of the basic quality properties. Okay. Assessment of the basic quality properties of naturally colored cotton of different origin and analysis of relationships between the results of measurement of naturally colored cotton by means of different testing methods. The object of my investigation were cotton samples of different origin. There were four samples of Greek brown cotton, naturally colored cotton from Turkey, light brown, short, long, brown and green, as well as Brazilian cotton, brown, reddish brown and green. And for comparison, I measured also randomly chosen white middle staple cotton. It was typical Uzbek white cotton, which is processed in Polish spinning mills. You can see in these pictures the samples of natural colored cotton, which were measured in the frame of presented work. It was, you can see the brown Greek cotton and white Uzbek cotton, Turkish cotton brown, light brown and green, and Brazilian cotton reddish brown, brown and green. I know that these pictures are not good, but I would like to show you what I measured. Measurement was done in the frame of the following parameters: maturity, color, tenacity and contamination. Method used for measurement, there were HVI, APHIS, spectrophotometer, polarized light microscope and microdust and trash analyzer. In the range of maturity, the following properties were measured: maturity ratio, micronar index and maturity degree by means of microscope. This last method released on the observations of 300-400 fibers under the microscope in the polarized light, and classification fibers into four groups of maturity: mature, slightly mature, not mature, and dead. This classification is done according to color of fibers in the polarized light, as well as the shape of fibers. You can see here the patterns, color patterns of cotton fibers maturity degree according to standard, because this method is standardized in Poland. Here there are examples of microscopic pictures of fibers. Here they presented the white Uzbek cotton. We can see the yellow and yellow green fibers. Here there is a Greek brown cotton. We can see also the green and yellow fibers, but also the violet or blue. They are not mature or dead fibers. Next picture, there are fibers of brown Turkish cotton, brown and green. And last picture, there is a Brazilian cotton, brown and green. Especially in this last picture, you can see a lot of transparent violet fibers and yellow, which decide that these fibers are dead or not mature. And here they are results of measurement. Due to the small amount of Brazilian cotton, this cotton was not measured by means of HVI. According to AFIS measurements, the maturity of brown cotton of Greek origin was low, much lower than maturity of white cotton, and lower than maturity of brown Turkish cotton. Brown Turkish cotton is characterized, like you can see, is characterized by the maturity similar to the white cotton, and the lowest value of maturity was stated for Brazilian cotton, brown and green. Here there are results from microscope. You can see also the similar results, but the difference between maturity of brown Greek cotton and Turkish and white Uzbek cotton is not so big, like stated in the by AFIS. And here is microner of natural colored cotton, similar relation between results. And due to the small number of samples which I had for measurement, I couldn't carry out correlation analysis. Due to this, I assess rank correlation. I calculate Spearman's correlation index between results from AFIS and microscope, and this value is 0.76. And this value indicates that there is a rank correlation, strong rank correlation between results of maturity measurement by AFIS and microscope. Here I would like to see you also the microscopic pictures of naturally colored cotton. This picture was made by means of scanning electron microscope. You can see a lot of transparent, very flat, very thin fibers. They are very often folded or rolled. I don't know how tell it in English, and due to this you can see that this cross section of these fibers seems to be elliptical, but in reality they are not. And this shape, this state of fibers is very important because it can influence the results of measurements of fibers by means of image analysis method, especially automated. Next measurement concerns color parameters. I try to measure it by means of HVI, but I obtained only results for three samples of Greek brown cotton, and moreover these results were below the scale of Hunter diagram. Due to this, I measured color parameters by means of spectrophotometer, and this device allowed me not only the determination of color characteristic, but also color difference between particular samples. And you can see that difference between the two samples of green cotton is small, is 3.33, and it is acceptable level in the group of brown cotton. We can see that the color of brown cotton samples of Grigoridion is almost the same. Difference is very small. Small difference was also stated between Greek cotton and light brown cotton from Turkey, short and long. A bigger difference occurred between brown Greek cotton and Turkish brown cotton, and very high value of this parameter, very big difference between brown Greek cotton and brown and reddish brown cotton from Brazil. Here they are presented the results of tensile properties measurement. They were done, these measurements were done by means of HVI, but also by tensile tester. This measurement relies on the determination of breaking force of single fibers, and next calculation mean fiber tenacity. On the basis of these results, we can see that the results obtained by means of these both methods are almost the same. A significant difference, 2.9 centinewton per tex, was only in the case of sample number two. And last group of parameters, there is fiber contamination. It was measured by means of HVI, aphids, and microdust, and trash analyzer. Of the basis of these results, you can see that the contamination of naturally colored cotton is much higher than the contamination of white, randomly chosen white cotton. But we can also state the difference between the results obtained by means of optic optoelectric method like aphids and HVI and gravimetric method, which is a microdust and trash analyzer. According to optic methods, we can see that the difference between contamination of colored cotton and white is very, very high, several times, whereas by means of results obtained by means of MDTA show the, that the contamination of colored cotton is higher than white, but difference is not so huge. And similarly to the maturity, also in the case of contamination, I can could only calculate the rank correlation indexes, and on the basis of this rank analysis, I stated correlation between results of contamination measurement by means of HVI and total trash contamination content by aphids and dust content by aphids, as well as between dust percentage according to MDTA and trash content and visible foreign matter according to aphids. And going to the conclusions, on the basis of carried out investigation, it was stated that there is a rank correlation between the results of maturity measurement by means of aphids and method using a polarized light microscope. Color of the natural colored cotton cannot be measured by means of HVI. There are significant differences between color of brown cotton samples of different origin. Tenacity of the natural colored cotton measured by means of HVI and tensile tester is at the same level. Contamination of natural colored cotton is much higher than the contamination of middle staple white cotton taken for comparison, and there is a rank correlation between results of cotton contamination measurement by means of aphids and HVI. Thank you very much.